WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Hendricks. The Church League softball game scheduled for tonight will get underway at 7 o'clock on the East Diamond as Boscobel Assembly of God will take on Richland Baptist Temple 2. Following that, it will be St. Mary's going up against the Mission. On the West Diamond, it will be Church of the Nazarene at 7 taking on Bethel Lutheran, followed by Richland Baptist Temple 1 going up against Free Methodist. The Brewers surprised the field on Sunday night when they took a 17-year-old high school player with a first-round draft pick. Braylon Payne told reporters he is a true five-tool player after hitting .531 as a senior. Payne has committed to the University of Houston but is expected to sign with Milwaukee. He's the first high school player the Brewers have taken in the first round since Bruce Turong in 2018, and that one worked out pretty well. Other players chosen by Milwaukee in the first round, some of them included Tennessee first baseman Blake Burke, as well as New Jersey high school pitcher Bryce McCage. A mid-September weekend could be huge for the Wisconsin men's basketball program. Four high school prospects, Davian Hanna, Amari Allen, and Tommy Onneman are scheduled to take their official visits to the Madison campus September 14th. All three players are ranked in the top 100 recruits nationwide for the class of 2025. Head coach Greg Gard already has two commitments for that class, and that includes in-state prospects Zach Kinzinger of DePere and Will Garlock of Middleton. Two former Badgers are traveling with Team USA on its way to the 2024 Paris Olympics. Micah Potter and Nigel Hayes-Davis didn't play in Monday's 98-92 win over Australia. Potter and Hayes-Davis are members of the USA Select Team, which serves as the practice squad for the national team as it gets ready for the global competition. The Americans did get a scare from Australia when it outscored Team USA 15-3 at one point in the fourth period, but Devin Booker scored four clutch points in the closing seconds to clinch that victory. Also, LeBron James still appears to be the center of attention, and that'll be the case for USA basketball this summer. At 39 years old, starting the 22nd season of his pro career, the all-time leader in NBA points, soon to become the first men's player to represent the USA at the Olympic Games in three different decades. He's still LeBron, and that's why the USA basketball team so badly wanted him, and that team is headed to the Paris Olympics, because there's no question that he makes the team even more of a favorite for what would be a fifth consecutive gold medal. Also going on is an all-star baseball game, as later on it will be the national team taking on the American team with a 6 o'clock first pitch. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Hendricks.